Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect. I have my friend Kevin Lorenzen with Aflac in studio. Kevin, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Good to be here.
It's always fun for me to talk to you about this because Aflac is something a lot of people are familiar with because you guys do a lot of television advertising, but people really don't understand, for example, health benefits. Like, for example, deductibles and all of those things. I get confused about that. You know, I get confused about what my employer's paying, what percentage and how much I have to cover if I go to the hospital. And so Aflac really does have a lot of, you have supplemental programs to cover about everything. So Kevin, tell us a little bit about, I want to start with an example. If somebody had to go to the hospital now, and that's very relevant because of COVID.
Sure.
Tell us a typical example of what out-of-pocket expenses might be, even if you had major medical coverage.
All right. Well, that's perfect. That's really what Aflac is designed to help with, because so many people don't understand that you pay your premiums for your major medical every 2 weeks, biweekly, a couple times a month, monthly. When you go to use your major medical, there are really three or four major out-of-pocket expenses you have. If you go to see the doctor for just a regular exam, you're always going to have what they call a copay. The copay, it might be $25, $35, $40 for your regular doctor. It might be $50, $75 for a specialist. If you go to use the emergency room, your copay, now some of them, I mean, if you're really fortunate, it might only be $100, but there are copays now for major medical plans. When you go to the emergency room, that could be $500 or even $1,000. That is a copay. So the other term that a lot of times people don't remember is their deductible. And so the deductible is one of those things that you don't really think about a whole lot until you need to go and use your medical coverage, and then you're paying your deductible. So when you're looking at your major medical and your employer puts it in front of you and you have a $500 deductible and your premium's $1,000 a month, and then there's a $2,000 deductible and the premium's $500 a month, most people are going to pick the $500 premium monthly. Then when they go to use their medical coverage, their first bill, so deductible is your first out-of-pocket that you have to pay before the rest of the medical even kicks in. So if you're looking at an example of somebody going into the hospital, let's just say, let's not use COVID because that could be a really bad example, but let's say somebody has to go in for just a minor surgery. Maybe they go in for a knee replacement and they get admitted to the hospital. They spend a day or two in the hospital. They go in for the surgery. If it's early in the year and you haven't approached anything in terms of what your out-of-pocket maximum is, which is really, really kind of onerous these days, your first dollars paid will be your deductible. So you're looking at your $2,000 deductible, or maybe it's more or less, but let's say it's $2,000. And people don't necessarily consider that even a minor surgery like a torn ACL is about a $15,000 mistake. But something like a knee replacement, you're probably looking at a $30,000 or $40,000 procedure. So if you've got, let's say 40, let's say you've got a $2,000 deductible. You pay that first $2,000, and then you talked about the 80%, 70%. Mm-hmm. That's what's called co-insurance. So we've got your deductible, first dollars you pay. You've got your co-pays. That's for regular visits. Your co-insurance, if you're on the kind of the normal is an 80-20, and so we usually refer to that as a gold plan. So the insurer pays 80%, you pay 20%. That $40,000 knee replacement cost you $2,000 the second you walked in, but there's still $38,000 sitting on the table. That's when your insurance company goes, hey, don't worry, Jim, we got you covered at 80%. So 80% of $38,000 is still leaving you on the hook for 20% of that, which is $7,600. Well, you paid $2,000, you got another $7,600 to pay. That's going to put you at $96,000, which will probably, in most cases, put you over your out-of-pocket maximum. So the Affordable Care Act, which came into play 10 years ago, 2010, and everybody said this is great because the out-of-pocket maximum is only $2,000. Just keep in mind that in one decade, from 2010 to 2020, the out-of-pocket maximum for an individual, which is set by the IRS, right, the federal government determines what it's going to be, has gone from $2,000 to $8,200. So it's a $620 average yearly increase, and I'm not a gambling guy, right? I'm not going to go to this letter of Sandia and gamble, but if I had to make a wager, I would say that will continue to increase every year. So your out-of-pocket for you and for your family is going to probably increase continually every year. And so part of what Aflac does is you get a policy in place. Once you have a policy with Aflac, your rate never changes. So regardless of how much you use it, if you've got accident-prone kids, if you got, you know, family members shooting hoops like you, Jim, and somebody tweaks an ankle, they could do that every single day. We pay all the benefits associated with that policy. We never change the rate. So try doing that with your car insurance, right?
Well, and I remember, I've mentioned on the program a number of times, I have five children. Mm-hmm. So I can remember when our entire family was, we were paying health insurance. And at some point we were paying about $800 a month, which, let me just say this. If I could get a health plan right now for all of us at $800 a month, I'd buy that times 10. Because right now the health insurance premiums have gone up exponentially. I mean, yes. They are just out of this world. Now, I don't want to make a political statement, but I thought it was a pretty good idea, you know, with our previous president when he said it'd be nice for everybody to have health insurance. The problem with it is, and this is not, as George W. Bush would say, this is not rocket surgery, a little pun there about medical stuff, but I think that people don't understand that the way it works is you take people in all their various medical conditions. And there are people a lot smarter than me that come up with algorithms and actuarials where they, you know, predict what are the expenses going to be. So if everybody is covered, you have to create a pool of money that most of that is covered by premiums.
Correct.
And when you have people with pre-existing conditions and all these other things that for a time were preventing people from being covered, that's what drove healthcare costs up through the roof. And I don't think there's a way to avoid that. The only way to maybe avoid the expense is for the government to somehow supplement it. But that's a different topic. We're not going to talk about that today.
Right.
But the bottom line is premiums have increased so much because of the Affordable Health Care Act that a lot of employers that were providing a higher level, they were up above the gold level.
Mm-hmm.
They now had to reduce those because the expense was too great for them. So that meant more out-of-pocket expenses for individuals. But Aflac has come along and shown us how we can avoid having those tremendous out-of-pocket expenses. Now, there is some expense, but tell us a little bit about supplemental benefits and what you guys sell.
You bet, Jim. So for supplemental, it's really truly that. It's going to supplement what your major medical will do or won't do. And that's really what people are concerned about is so they have their major medical and they're going to pay their first dollars for the deductible. They're going to pay their coinsurance. And even a minor accident, right, like a broken leg, you don't really think that much of it until you go to really get taken care of and you find out you have a $5,000 bill. And because you've got a high deductible and a high coinsurance, you're going to have basically about $3,000 or more out of pocket. We've done studies, Aflac works with companies, and Harvard Business Review also did a study not too long ago that found most people in the U.S., about 50%, couldn't even come up with $1,000 if there was a bad day. And about a quarter of the U.S. couldn't even come up with $500. That was pre-COVID, so my guess is it's probably not any better now. But I mean, think about what your personal situation is, you know, the listeners, you know, do you have money? Do you have 500? Do you have 1,000? If not, what would you do if your son or daughter broke a leg? What would you do if you were in a car accident? That's how Aflac comes alongside and helps with the major medical, because if it's you and you're the policyholder and you're the primary breadwinner and something happens to you, you don't want to be in a situation where you don't have an income. So we can help with the out-of-pocket expenses. And then short-term disability is also considered a supplemental plan, but that's really more about covering your loss of income if you're injured or sick and disabled and unable to work. So,
well, one of the things that I purchased some years ago, not that many years ago, but I purchased an accident insurance plan, supplemental plan. So if there was an accident, and of course that's car accidents, walking down the street and tripping on the side of the street, you know, all kinds of different definitions of it. Mm-hmm. But not only do you provide if I have to have medical care, but you're going to basically write a check to me and I get to spend the money the way I want to spend it. But here's the other thing that you told me is my children actually have some benefit too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Explain that for us.
So if you have a family plan, and anybody who's covered under the policy, if they get hurt, we're going to pay a benefit directly to you. And you're absolutely right. In fact, most people now are filing claims online. So if you were to file a claim today, actually right at the start of the station, when we started the program, if you file a claim with Aflac by 1 o'clock today, that money will be deposited in your account tomorrow if you set up your profile with direct deposit. Because if somebody is in your family sick or hurt, when do you need your money?
Right now.
Right now. Yesterday. We can't get it to you today, but we can get it to you tomorrow because it's a necessity for you. But we'll pay benefits directly to you. And like you said, you can use that money however you choose. So if you have a deductible, copayment, coinsurance that you need to cover, you can use it for that. But Aflac will cover you under the supplemental plans regardless of any other coverage you have in place. So we don't coordinate benefits with your medical coverage. A lot of companies offer the Aflac policies and specifically an accident plan. Somebody gets hurt at work. By law, they're covered by workman's comp. So that employee would have no out-of-pocket expense for an injury sustained on the job, but Aflac will still pay on top of that. And then we'll pick on some of our drivers here in the Albuquerque area. Most everybody who's driving has insurance, right? By law, you have to. So if you don't have it, get it. But if somebody is in a car accident, they're hit by somebody who actually has insurance, the medical coverage through that other person's car insurance should pay all of your bills as well. And again, Aflac is not going to coordinate benefits with that insurance provider, the automobile insurance. We're still going to pay the benefits directly to you. So you may have zero out-of-pocket expenses, but because you have coverage with us, we're still going to pay those benefits to you, and it's yours to use however you choose.
So I want to – that's a great illustration, sure. A car accident. So if I get banged up and have, you know, cut on my head, and that's covered by the driver that hit me,
mm-hmm.
all I have to do is report that I had an accident, and the benefits are paid by Aflac. It doesn't matter whether or not my injuries are being covered by another insurance plan.
Correct. Exactly.
Talk to us a little bit now. We've got maybe we ought to do this. We ought to take a break, say thank you to our sponsors, and let's do that right now. We're going to say thank you to our sponsors, let them tell you a little bit about services they provide. We are here in studio today with Kevin Lorenzen. He is the district sales coordinator. He also has another title, the Aflac Cancer Center Ambassador, which we're going to talk about that a little bit in our second half. And he's also an independent licensed agent representing Aflac in Colorado and New Mexico. He knows a lot about the supplemental insurance. And if you'd like to talk to Kevin, you are welcome to call the program at 505-338-5790. Employers ought to be really interested in this because we're going to talk on our second segment about how it makes you more competitive when you're recruiting, how it actually helps financially your clients. And there is even a way to do it where it doesn't cost the business anything. So we're going to talk more about that. Kevin Lorenzen with us. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
We decided it was time for us to sell our home and move to a new location. When we came to the conclusion it was time to do that, we knew there was only one person we wanted to use as a realtor, and that was Dom Garcia.
He was a man of integrity, very humble. I think what I love the most about our transaction with him is not only did Dom pray with us, his wife did, Donna. And so we knew we were in good hands because we were with people that loved the Lord and wasn't afraid to show that. We put our house on for sale, and within 2 days, we had got a cash offer.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644, 899-4644.
Se habla español.
Here's Ava, the owner of Monroe's.
Dad, I think we're in deep doo-doo.
Is that why everyone keeps buying all the toilet paper?
Actually, New Mexico culture is rich. Plus, Monroe's has red chili, green chili, and the best customers in the world to go with it.
Boy, Dad, you must really love our customers.
I sure do, just like I love you, Stella.
Hey, what about me?
Of course you too, Ava.
Treat yourself to a delicious Monroe's meal. See Monroe's menu at monroeschili.com. Then call in your order to Monroe's on Osuna at 881-4224 or Monroe's downtown at 242-1111 for carryout or free delivery.
Monroe's. Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are talking about supplemental benefits insurance programs from Aflac with Kevin Lorenzen. He is an agent with Aflac. And Kevin, before we start talking a little bit about the benefits you offer for people before they get cancer, you are also the Aflac Cancer Center Ambassador. Tell us about that and that work you do.
All right. So there's been a lot of cancer in my family, so I've been involved with different cancer organizations for many years, but we had one of our children was diagnosed with cancer when in a very, very young age, and so that's really what changed my career path. And I was looking for something. I'd been an engineer for 25 years, so I was pocket protected, propeller headed geek at one point, and I was looking for something related to cancer companies, and I actually came across an ad for Aflac. And what really spurred my interest was the fact that their main philanthropy was children's cancer. And so that was kind of close to home. And so I started looking more at the company, found out more about the fact that it's a Fortune 125 company. It's been around for 65 years and its first policy ever. So for over six decades, they've offered cancer insurance. And so it's the flagship product. It's a huge, huge product. And the main issue with cancer is that if you know, I'll go back to the geek talk, statistically, half the U.S. population ends up with cancer. So one out of every other person, and if you're married, there's a high likelihood that you or your spouse will end up with cancer. If you have children, same thing, there's a percentage that they will have cancer. It's just so prevalent now everywhere, right? You know, here in New Mexico, we have some hot spots right down around where the Trinity, you know, bomb had been exploded. So you look down south, you look at the uranium mines. There's a lot of folks that have a much higher incidence of cancer, but just in general, it's about a 50% chance. And so we'll go back to that earlier comment about gambling, right? You know, I don't want to gamble on what's going to happen with the increases in the out-of-pocket maximum. I wouldn't gamble with the cancer risk either, but it's about 50%, give or take.
And cancer treatments are very long.
Yes.
And very expensive.
Correct.
And when the insurance is only paying 80% of those expenses plus your deductible, or you're paying 20% plus deductibles, way out of phrase it, that could be a lot of money out of pocket.
Sure. And here's the other, probably what a lot of people don't necessarily understand about cancer is there, you know, you think about your major medical and you say, hey, I'm good, I'm covered, until you go to use it. And then you find out that there are certain procedures which are not covered by your major medical. If it's not covered, you pay 100% of that. And when you look at some of the experimental drugs that are in place right now, a lot of the insurance companies won't cover any type of experimental medications. So in the case of a child who gets diagnosed and then has to have this experimental drug and the doctors come to you and say, well, it's not covered by your insurance company, but we feel confident this will cure your child, and it's $100,000. What do you do? You will do anything you can to cure your child, to cure your spouse, to cure yourself, but now you've got a huge bill and you still have to pay that. So that's, you know, it's very, very difficult because not only is cancer in many cases physically damaging, right? It'll impact you that way, but financially damaging. It's, you know, it's emotionally impactful. So there's a lot more than just having the diagnosis and the treatment. It goes much further.
You know, we have a lot of people that come on the program. One example is Brian Cochran with John Moore Associates.
Sure.
And Brian's a really smart investment counselor. And one of the things Brian always tells us is that we need to have reserves. You know, we need to set up like 6 months of living expenses and this and that. But he's a realist as I am.
Sure.
The majority of people don't do that. You know, we can talk about it till we're blue in the face. We can make recommendations. But people are really struggling today financially. The policies that you sell, even this supplemental cancer insurance policy, is affordable, isn't it?
Yes, they all are. Very affordable.
Give us an example, you know, of just XYZ person that pays for this and how the benefit helps them.
All right. So if we looked at a cancer policy, we have three levels of coverage. But if we just looked at the mid-level cancer policy, if somebody were diagnosed, right, so say you're married, if we have the coverage for you and your spouse and children, and actually Aflac doesn't even charge a penny for children. They cover kids free of charge on a cancer policy. Doesn't matter if it's 1, 4 like I have, 5 like you have. It's free for kids. But if you have the mid-level cancer policy and an adult gets diagnosed with cancer, the first benefit just on the biopsy result is going to be $4,000 for that adult. That actually increases annually by $500 for every person who's covered. But it's $4,000 for the adults. It's going to be, we double that and add $10,000 in the benefit for the children. So instead of a $4,000, it's an $18,000 benefit on a biopsy that comes back, you know, with a positive result for pathology. So people go, why is it $18,000? Well, because if you have a child who's in the hospital with cancer, you're probably not going to be sitting here in the radio room, right? Mm. You're not going to be at your office. You're not going to the construction site. You're going to a hospital, and likely your spouse will be too. And here's what Major Medical doesn't do anything for. It's not going to help you with time away from work, right? They're paying the hospital. They're paying the doctor. They're paying the pharmacist, in this case, the oncologist. But nobody's paying you other than Aflac, right? Because Aflac knows you're taking time off. You're going to be away from the office, and we want you to be. We want you to be there to help your family recover and not worry about those medical expenses. So that's really how the policies work. And I think oftentimes people don't grasp the concept of what supplemental insurance can do and what it does. But in the case of a spouse or a child who's going to be hospitalized, you have a benefit coming in from Aflac in most cases on a daily basis, which will help offset that loss of income, possibly a double loss of income if it's both husband and wife.
I don't feel, Kevin, like you are selling us anything. I think your job is really to give information, and you offer the same type of discussion to employers, don't you?
I sure do, yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell us how that works. If an employer wants to get in touch with you, give us that contact information, how they get started.
Sure. They can reach me, my mobile phone, usually the best way to reach me, so they can call or text at 505-604-4216. But normally what I would do is when I meet with an employer, I try to understand a little bit about the demographic, and then we'll probably pick just a few policies. So Aflac has really a dozen different product lines, and I don't recommend that you look at all of them. We don't really recommend offering all 12 to somebody in the beginning because it would obviously be overwhelming. We're usually going to pick the 2 or 3 that matter most for that employer, but also for that employer's employees, right? So if you're a construction company, it's kind of a no-brainer to have an accident plan. If you're the uranium mine, you probably want to look at the cancer policy. So an employer will probably pick and choose a few, and then we make it available to the employees. But the employer generally doesn't have to pay anything for these benefits. So whereas an employer is paying a portion of the major medical, oftentimes vision, dental, life, the supplemental policies that we offer through Aflac are mostly always voluntary. So some employers may pay a defined contribution, $5, $10, a paycheck, but most of them just make it available to the employees. The employee can pick and choose what he or she wants, and then the employer payroll deducts it. So they take the onus off the employee writing a check every month because they take it right out of their paycheck. The benefit to both the employer and employee is that these can be deducted on a pre-tax basis. And so far, nobody has complained about giving the government less money. So that usually goes over well with both employees and the employers. So
yeah, that is a goal that we all have, right? To share less with Uncle Sam, pay him his due.
Yes.
But share only what we're required, right?
Correct.
I want to ask you, does that really give employers the ability to be more competitive as they're recruiting top-notch employees?
Yeah, absolutely. Because if you're an employer, you're willing to do just about anything, right, which is within the law. But you're willing to do a lot for your employees, and employees like perks. But if you're able to attract and retain employees because you've got a better benefit plan, we already know from some of the studies that we've done that most employees would be willing to accept a little bit less in income. So if you paid them a little bit less in salary because you gave them better benefits, that is a better situation for them because most people understand how important their benefits are. Salary, you know, you might work overtime, you might have a second job. you can always adjust your budget to your salary, but you can't really adjust your budget to a major illness or a major accident or just in general what your medical coverage isn't going to pay in certain instances.
So we're talking a little bit about employers providing this. Can individuals also come to you and buy policies?
Absolutely. So we, like I said, we have about a dozen policies we offer through payroll deduction. One of those would be disability. So we can't offer that on a direct basis. But if there's somebody who's riding a, riding motocross, right, or, playing X Games is a good one. But an accident plan may be a good option. Our cancer policy, again, our flagship product. Those are both available. Our critical care policy, which is going to cover just about everything else bad other than cancer. We offer dental insurance. We offer life insurance. So there are several policies that people can still choose to purchase on a direct basis if their employer does not make it available to them.
Kevin, great information. I know your daughter's doing well.
She is, yes.
You mentioned her a little bit earlier in the program, and I think that I didn't know till today the prevalence of cancer in this country. I mean, if it's 50%, I mean, that is unbelievable probability.
It is.
In my mind. Yep. And the expense over a long term can be really exhaustive. I want to point out one thing. You can't be diagnosed with cancer and then go get a cancer policy. You have to do it prior to any diagnosis, right?
Correct. And most all of our policies are set up that same way. So we would refer to that as a pre-existing condition. I'll just, make the analogy to automobile insurance, right? So if you just went out and bought a brand new Corvette and you forgot to insure it and it got stolen or it got crashed somehow, you can't go back to Geico and say, oh, by the way, I need to insure my car. Well, we're really no different. So, I mean, I certainly hope and pray that nobody ever gets cancer. Statistically, that's not the case. So if you've had cancer before and you've been cancer-free and treatment-free for 5 years, you can get our policy through your company, through payroll deduction. If you have never been diagnosed with cancer, you can get it. But if you were just recently diagnosed, I apologize, but we wouldn't be able to provide coverage at this time. So you'd have to go 5 years of cancer-free and treatment-free before you could get the policy again.
But I think there's a lot of people right now that very seriously need to consider adding some supplemental benefits to their plan. We need employers that are listening today to possibly consider doing this. And again, probably can provide these through your company at no cost to the company. It's completely up to you. It's not mandated the percentage that you are contributing as it is with health insurance, right?
Correct. We are completely outside of that mandate. So most employers would make it available on a voluntary basis. And because it can be offered on a pre-tax basis, like I said earlier, the employer is going to save money and the employee would save money. And so it's really kind of a win-win all the way around. So if you can attract more and better employees, if you can retain those employees, and if you can offer them benefits without costing you anything but actually saving money, it's total win-win all around the, go around the bases, right?
Well, we are going to hope that Kevin comes and visits with us every other month or so here on the program. And if you have questions for Kevin, please email me at jim@abqconnect.online. You can also contact Kevin at 505-604-4216. That's his direct number. And if you're an employer, call him up, get the information. He'll come make a presentation. Kevin, our half hour has blown by. Thanks for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Well, my pleasure, Jim. There's probably 20 more things we could talk about. So if we come back again another 6 weeks or 8 weeks, I'd be happy to cover a couple more items for you.
We'll sure do that. We're going to be joined by Cindy Davies. She is the Program Director and Family Consumer Sciences Agent for the New Mexico State University Cooperative Extension Services. We'll be right back. Stay with us.